Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
For some time, writes a friend, one idea comes back to me over and over again, to encourage. He explains, I was raised in a German subculture where we praise people with the words, not completely bad. Therefore, encouragement doesn't come easy to me. You may be able to relate to what Ebbie Beck wrote too. How much easier it is to point out the flaws and the failures of others instead of reinforcing them with positive statements which serve as encouragement. I smiled as I read those words, not completely bad. Wow, that should really make you feel good. Not even pretty good or even great job, just not completely bad. Why is it so difficult to be an encourager? My German friend would point out that we are victims of our culture, perhaps even prisoners of the same. Some who have grown up in cultures where parents never told their children, I love you, or demonstrated that with hugs, find it hard to be very loving themselves. Give them a hug and they stiffen like a board. So what we observed and received growing up tends to replay in our personal lives. There's another reason, one which sociologists may not recognize, but students of both history and the Bible are quick to note. The habit of encouragement runs counter to our old human natures, which are essentially selfish. It's almost as though within the human soul there is a small reservoir of praise, and if we ladle it out in very large quantities so we think, we're apt to run out before we get to the end. So we parse it out very sparingly, not completely bad. The fact is that the wellspring of encouragement deep within your heart is a self-replenishing reservoir. The more encouragement you dispense, the more the Holy Spirit will pour within your heart, so the supply is unending. Eberhard Beck, my not completely bad friend, has made the decision to be an encourager. Never will his sons or daughters do something well and hear the German equivalent of not completely bad. So how do you cultivate the habit? Let's face it, learning new habits never comes easy. I'd suggest you first locate the reservoir of encouragement deep within your heart. Never discovered it? Okay, experiment. Start with your wife or husband, as the case may be, your kids and your own family. Don't be gushy or insincere, but say something positive, encouraging, and uplifting. Do it with sincerity and meaning, but do it. With practice, it comes easier, right? Okay. Having tried this in your own family, strive to encourage someone beyond your immediate circle. People you work with, people you encounter, people that you may not particularly like, or even people who are nice to you. What happens? When you encourage others, you're uplifted yourself. The reservoir of encouragement deep within your heart begins to bubble, if not eventually flow. God gave specific instructions to the Israelites to encourage Joshua, because he was to lead the nation into Canaan. Paul instructed Thessalonians were to encourage each other, and again he wrote, encourage one another and build each other up. Hebrews 3:13 exhorts us to encourage one another daily. The reality is, we need encouragement. So much in the world is negative. Now, if God commands you to do that, better cultivate the habit. In doing the work of an encourager, you'll be amazed how catching it is and how your presence will be welcomed.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.